said, hey, hey, how you doing? Time for a brand new day. Get up, get out, let's get happy. Start your day with Cliffo and Gabby.
Stage 3 of Fairfield Central Shopping Centre opened over the weekend, Gabs. So now, happy to bring to you Cliffo's review of the new Coles supermarket.
Wow. Is it just not the same as every other Coles?
It's the same as every other Coles.
And that is it. That's the review done.
And it took me 20 minutes to drive there to discover that. Nah. I shouldn't sell it, sure. Fairfield Central is a great shopping centre now.
Oh, yeah.
It's got everything. You got your Woolies, your Coles, your Kmart, a lot of specialty shops and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And it does look really good. It's just kind of like, you know, if you've been there in the last couple of months, you'd see how they're building it. But they've just extended, like, the building. It's just one really long walk-through shopping centre now.
And I like that style because you just do one kind of circular lap and you're done. You don't have to go here and there, down little
Start pockets. At the Woolies side, end of the other side, finish it grilled, bada-bing, bada-boom. You're laughing.
Exactly.
But no, we did drive because we're in Kerwin. So we drove from Kerwin all the way to Fairfield Waters to check out the new Coles at my insistence. Because I'm a supermarket guy. I'm the guy who actually enjoys doing the grocery shopping.
And you got $15 off.
And I had a $15 voucher. So that was the main inspiration. But we got there, and because it was the opening of stage 3, there was face painting and some cowboys there and lots of people around, so we're battling our way through the new Coles. We finally get all the groceries done because we had a big shop to do, get it all in the car, and we're driving back, and my wife turns to me and she's like, do you realise we drove past 4 Coles supermarkets to get here? And I say to her, no. Surely we didn't drive past 4. And then she goes to me, Thuringowa Central Coles, Willows Coles, Charters Towers Road Coles, and Annandale Central Coles. We drove past everyone to get here. And then she looks at me and she goes, and don't even start on the Woolies.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
Does a little part of you die inside every time I talk about giving away $10,000?
Because I could really use it right now.
Weddings, man. You put the word wedding in front of everything.
And suddenly the price goes up.
The cost goes...
It is absolutely crazy. I've only dipped my toe in the wedding planning pool so far because we haven't set a date for our wedding. We can't even agree on dates for an engagement party, to tell you the truth. So I think the wedding is going to be a little further off than what we originally thought. But that's okay. I'm okay with that. I'm not stressing about dates. I'm stressing about price because just looking at the few things that I've peaked at over the past week has set my blood pressure to extremely high. I've just been researching simple things like photographers and venues and packages and alcohol and, you know, those things, wedding dresses. I want 2 dresses. You know, that's expensive. Yeah. And in my research, I came across a figure that the average Australian wedding is currently sitting at $50,000.
Wow.
And that's the average. We're not talking the most expensive. Like, there's obviously a lot higher than that, but there's also some lower than that. But the average Australian wedding, $50,000.
Yeah, I went to a $75,000 wedding not long ago. A very close friend of mine has a big Italian family.
Oh, yeah.
So had to invite everyone or whatever. And
it makes me want to cry.
They were happy. I think because I'm a celebrant, they opened up a bit about the costs and stuff. And they were like, yeah, we're going to clock over the $75,000 mark.
Do they have to get a loan? Like, that's my question right now. Because
I think they got a loan from the Bank of Dad.
Right, gotcha. Well, I don't have a Bank of
Dad.
No,
you don't have the Bank of Dad?
So
there's a Bank of Dad. It's just gone broke. Well, the bank's out of business.
A little secret of mine, I did have money to put towards a wedding that was sitting in a bank account that I used on a house deposit instead a couple of years ago when I didn't think I'd ever get married.
Smart.
So, well, now I don't know if it's so smart because I'm looking at all of these prices and I'm like, how does anyone afford a wedding? How? There are so many people out here that are married. Like, everyone I look at is married, but how did they afford it? I don't understand.
Look, 13, 12, 16 is the phone number. We'll open the phones
yes.
on it. What do you want to know? How did you afford a wedding
in
2019,
Tips
people?
And tricks. Like, did you go all out and you managed to do so by getting a loan? Or did you make it super cheap so you could afford it without
that's
it? Like,
boom.
I want to know your tips and tricks on how to afford
Well,
wedding.
That's what we did was the second option there that you said because we got to sort
back.
Of this stage where, you know, the wedding stress kicked in and we're looking at the list going, oh, my God, how are we going to do this? And my wife and I finally, because we were arguing with each other and stuff, and we finally just went, you know what? we're not going to do this. We just eloped.
Oh, so that sounds like the perfect
it was heaven. Tiffany, what's your advice? How did you afford a wedding in 2019?
So me and my husband actually got married in a registry type office thing, and then we just basically spent $5,000 on a piss-up party.
All right.
Ooh, all right.
Yeah, so see.
You just have the reception.
Yeah.
That's it.
As a celebrant too, Tiffany, and I don't know, Gabby, if it's something you'd be interested in, but there's so many people are doing that now. They're just having the party. I did one 2 weeks ago, and they're like, surprise! Yeah. Then at the engagement party, they get married. Yeah. I mean, that has to be your cup of tea.
I don't think my family would approve. I think I would actually be shot by my mum. Like, she wouldn't talk to me.
We had my mum, my dad, and his dad there. When we actually got married, and then when we had the party, we were like, surprise, we're already married, sort of a year later.
Yeah.
All right, okay, she might be down
with
that.
I don't think Maureen would be down with that. Not at all. Tiffany, thank you. Lisa, you're next. How do you keep the costs of a wedding down?
Gabby, I'm a money coach, and I think taking out a loan to start a wedding is the worst way to start a marriage.
Yeah.
But what I did was I worked out that I didn't need to spend $80 on each of my three bridesmaids. I just did a single red rose and put a ribbon around it because the focus was on the bride anyway.
So you're talking about the bouquets?
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. So the bouquets. I got my first quote. I got married in Sydney. My first quote was several $100s.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I chopped that down to $80 because I focused on my bouquet and gave them a single red rose.
Did it look very bachelorette, all these girls standing there with a red rose?
Well, I got married well before the bachelorette.
Oh, gotcha, yeah, gotcha. Right.
There's still something very classy about a single red rose,
no,
isn't
I do
there?
Like
you
that.
Know? 13, 12, 16, who's this?
Kate.
Kate.
And how do you cut down on wedding costs, or how do you afford a wedding?
So my number one tip is don't have an engagement party. You're already saving money there.
Uh-huh.
And reduce the time frame you have for planning your wedding, because the longer you have to plan, the more stuff you end up having to get.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because you think about it, like, the longer you have to think about it, the more things you're thinking, oh, I'd like this, and I want to add this, and what about this? Whereas,
oh, my God, it's like you're in my brain.
Yeah. I'm down with a lot of that, except for the don't have the engagement party thing, because
I'm
really looking forward to that.
It's BYO, by the way.
Okay, don't worry about it then. Don't worry. That's fine. I don't care. You can cancel it.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby. On Hit 103.1.
Oh my, oh my, oh my God.
Proving you haven't got to be pretty to be beautiful.
Get ugly.
This is Cliffo and Gabby's search for Townsville's ugliest pet on Hit 103.1.
For our Townsville competition of Ugliest Pet and the Ugly Pet Pageant, we obviously need a panel of judges. We've nailed two of those positions down. I will be judge number one.
Didn't have a choice in that. We were just told. Yeah. I want to be a judge. Yeah. Okay, Gabby, yeah. You know how much you love animals. You're a judge.
And Clint from Townsville Pet Resort is judge number two. But judge number three is actually Ebony from My Pet Hub, who is practice manager. She's also a vet nurse and works in the doggy daycare, so full of experience. And she joins us right now. How are you, Ebony?
I'm good, thank you. How are you guys?
Great. Ebony, what drew you towards a career in working with animals?
Well, I guess most people, it starts off pretty young. Watching Dr. Harry, I guess, was the main thing for me. Although I wasn't too interested in taking temperatures, so that kind of turned me off a little bit.
Yeah.
I actually went into human nursing, and then I decided it wasn't for me and just started with animals.
That's so cool that you've gone from humans to animals. It's really funny that you just knew that that was your place in the world.
Yeah, kind of when I was doing exams and things and practical, when I was doing nursing, I was like, this is not for me. I need to change it up. And so, yeah, did a big twist and went to animals.
Humans are jerks.
Yeah, animals can't talk back.
Animals are heaps better, yeah.
That's right. And they want to smooch you too. They want to be helped, so yeah.
The thing we're finding, what we found with Clint, our first confirmed judge other than Gabby, and I'm thinking it's going to be the same with you, is he was like, it's going to be so hard to judge ugly pets because they're all so beautiful on the inside. But do you think you're going to be able to do it, like judge the harsh exteriors of our ugly pets?
Well, for sure. I think at the start I was a bit, the same, where thinking it's going to be very hard, because I think for me, the, I guess, ugly traits is different to what someone else would think the ugly traits are. So most of, I guess, what is a typical ugly trait, if you're saying like underbites or the scruffy hair or a bit dirty, they're more like the traits to me that I think are actually quite cute and makes them quite individual. So it's definitely going to be a hard competition.
Okay, so when we come down to criteria, you're actually judging the cutest out of the lot because that'll end up being the ugliest.
Well, I think that might be the case.
Your reasoning's all out of whack.
Yeah, it's all backwards.
Hey, you guys have been kind enough to donate an amazing prize too, which like a whole pampering there at My Pet, yeah. A bit of time at the doggy daycare as well too if it's a dog. So, look, thank you so much for jumping on board. We're going to organise you like a clipboard. I don't know.
Criteria, maybe some paddles with numbers on them.
Very professional.
We'll see you there. And anyone's welcome to come down too. We're going to do it at Fairfield Central on Thursday evening at 6 o'clock. The judging of the ugly pet pageant.
Entries are still open though as well.
Yeah, keep getting them through.
Hit.com.au if you want to enter your ugly pet and you could be winning this amazing prize.
Look at them with a critical as eye and jump online. Hit.com.au, Ebony from My Pet Hub Townsville. Brand new business right there opposite Willow Shopping Centre. Check them out. Thanks for your time and we'll see you Thursday.
Thank you. See you then.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
Gabs, the Moscow Circus is in town.
Yes. Well, you can't miss it. There are clowns everywhere.
The inflatable clown signs.
You can't
everywhere.
Go anywhere without seeing them, hey?
If you drive past Reed Park, like past the Civic Theatre and stuff on Boundary Street, the Big Top is huge.
Oh, is that where it is?
Yeah, it's at Reed Park this time, yeah. Which is good because there's stacks of parking and stuff around there.
Yeah, great.
But I went yesterday with my little girl, Matilda. It was just the two of us because she's on school holidays now. So
Daddy-daughter date.
It was lots of fun. Go. Like, honestly, I'm just recommending everyone to go because, yeah, the Moscow
Family
Circus
singles,
is amazing.
Oh, just for kids?
Everyone. Just go.
Good.
Just go.
All right.
Circus is for everyone. I had a great time, except for the part where my daughter spilt our popcorn.
No.
So we get there at the 11 o'clock show yesterday. And it's right on kind of mid-morning, about the time when kids start going, I'm hungry.
Mm.
And my daughter's notoriously fussy, but she does love popcorn.
Morning tea time.
And I'm always a bit peckish, so I thought, all right, well, we'll get the popcorn. And we got the large one, we got the big one, we got the $8 popcorn.
$8, gosh.
And
going all out,
get the big $8 popcorn. And we're sitting down on our seat. And I'm just kind of getting organized because she had a bag. She likes to bring a bag everywhere she goes with my daughter. We had drinks and stuff like that too. So I just sit the popcorn down in between us, like on the floor, just sort of while we're getting organized, just for a second. And in that time, because she's a kid, she can't sit still. She's swinging her legs, kicks the popcorn. The popcorn just goes all over the stand in front of us. But because it's a big top, it's cool. It's just grass underneath. So it's mainly just going on the grass or whatever. But
it's an organic product. It's not an organic product.
Yeah, it's not litter. It's popcorn. Like, I picked up the packaging and I put that in the bin.
Yeah.
But it did get me
That's
thinking.
That's devastating.
And I'd love to open the phones on this. 13, 12, 16, expensive spills. Because that was an $8 popcorn spill. Gabs.
Well, I reckon I can beat your $8 because this one time I was putting on my perfume. It's a Gucci perfume, so quite an expensive one, probably about $100 worth. And I had just moisturized, so I had slippery hands.
Oh, God.
And as I went to push the top down, the whole thing slipped out of my hand, smashed all over the tiles, perfume everywhere. And the bathroom stank for a good month. Like, who needs toilet freshener?
That's a $100 spill.
I cried.
See, I reckon up until this point, the most expensive spill of mine was a $5.95 bottle of Jacob's Creek Sauv Blanc on the driveway. And that sucked.
$5 wine or an $8 popcorn and you're crying.
13, 12, 16.
Yeah.
Let's put it out there, Townsville. Expensive spills. When have you dropped something, it's broken or whatever, it's spilt everywhere,
yeah,
and, you know, it costs you money. Or just, you know, any of your spills, because mine weren't overly expensive. Like, $8 is a lot when it comes to popcorn, I guess.
But, yeah, once you've handed that money over and then the product is destroyed, it's devastating no matter what.
Yeah, maybe it should just be heartbreaking spills.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, I wanted popcorn. 13, 12, 16 is the phone number. Renee's here. Renee, what's your expensive spill, mate?
So it was a $30 candle, and it was lit and it spilled all over Mum's brand new $1,000 timber table.
So it wasn't the candle, it was more the table that was
the victim of the spill. I tried to clean it up the best I could, and then I put Mum's, you know, because she's ancient, a doily over it.
Wow.
And then she came in and she's like, who ruined my table? Because, you know, she washes her doilies daily.
Oh, my God.
Oh, there's so many angles with this story.
This is the story that just keeps on giving, hey.
I know.
So were you devastated about the candle?
Yeah, because it was one that you can't really get anywhere. So it was only like a one-time sale sort of thing.
I love that. You're still more upset about the candle than the $1,000 table.
Let's just not worry about the table. I don't live there anymore.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1. Oh my, oh
my, oh my God. Proving you haven't got to be pretty. To be beautiful.
Get ugly.
This is Cliffo and Gabby's Search for Townsville's Ugliest Pet on Hit 103.1.
We are on the search for Townsville's ugliest pet to participate in an ugly pet pageant happening Thursday evening for one pet to be awarded Townsville's ugliest and get an amazing prize.
Yeah. We've sorted out this ugly pet pack thanks to our partners for this Fairfield Central, My Pet Hub, and also the Townsville Pet Resort. It's worth hundreds.
Yes.
So, you know, it's good because your poor pet, they've had to live with this ugliness all their life.
Yeah, let them
so
get pampered
finally,
for a minute.
Yeah, they're going to get rewarded for it. Mm. And we're just celebrating, you know, I guess the rough exterior.
Exactly.
Beautiful on the inside pets, but maybe not today's. So we got our first finalist.
Mm-hmm.
It's a cat.
It is a cat.
Now, the owner of the cat is a woman named Celeste. The cat's name is Marvin. And Celeste joins us on the phone right now. Celeste, how old's Marvin? How long have you had him for?
I've had Marvin for about 3 years now. So he's about 3. I got him when he was about 9 months old.
And what did he look like as a kitten? Because he's not a very attractive adult cat. What made you choose him?
He was actually given to me, funnily enough.
Of course.
I was drawn to him immediately because I kind of like that weird thing. And I like that everyone hates him. And he hates everyone.
So can you describe his look? Because... like, he looks angry.
Stink eye all the time. Gives the best stink eye. Yeah.
And is he a short-haired breed of cat?
He's a Devon Rex. So he's dirty and he's grungy and he's got the personality to boot.
He looks like he wants to rip my face off. I'm not going to.
Yeah, pretty much. Even when he's happy, he's kind of like that too.
So he purrs but still looks real cranky.
Oh, I don't think I've ever heard Marvin purr.
No, he's not that. Yeah.
He's not that kind of guy.
He's got nothing to celebrate. He looks like the kind of cat
I wouldn't
want to run into in a dark alley.
You're right.
Do you know what I mean? But this is what
no,
I love too, though.
He's a guard dog, let me tell you. There's no one that will come to the front door and get past him.
Yeah. See, the thing I love too is, though, because a lot of the time we've been saying, you know, we're celebrating the pets that are ugly on the outside but beautiful on the inside. But you say on the inside he's even pretty ugly. He's just not nice.
Oh, he's selective. I mean, him and I have a bond, absolutely have a bond. I'm patting him right now, but we have a bond. But he is like a sewer rat, and I have a couple of other cats, and they don't like him, and he doesn't like them.
Oh, I'm in love with Marvin, and I cannot wait to meet him Thursday afternoon at our ugly pet pageant. Is he going to be okay to come? Is he all right with that?
Oh, absolutely. I'll try and pretty him up.
No, don't do that.
My best.
No, pretty him down, if anything.
We just want him 100% how he is, all right? But Celeste, the owner of Marvin, the devil cat, I'm going to nickname him.
good choice of words.
He's just got hate in his eyes.
Oh. We're going to put a photo up now at our Facebook page as well if you want to check out Marvin. And entries are still open too if you want to enter your ugly pet.
So happy to have Marvin as our first finalist. So, Celeste, we'll see you at the Ugly Pet Pageant Thursday night, 6 p.m. at Fairfield Central Shopping Centre, mate. Looking forward to it.
Great. We'll be there. No problem.